Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And here we are, week 11.
Mm-hmm. Coming back a little sooner this time.
Uh-huh.
Just because we got some disturbing news.
Yeah, disturbing.
Really disturbing.
Heartbreaking news.
Yes. You know, the show hasn't been canceled, but...
But it's main person...
They fired Victor.
Yeah.
So they may as well cancel it.
Yeah, essentially. I don't think it's necessarily even that they fired him. It's just more like they came to a standstill with contract negotiations, mm-hmm. and Victor's
he doesn't
want
to play anymore.
I'm over it.
Yeah. That he's done, and they don't want to talk. They haven't said, fine, you're finished, but
yeah.
they did say, you know, look, we're going to give you this amount of money.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no. No, mm-hmm. you're not. You're going to give me more than that. Which is totally reasonable, given his
totally reasonable, because he already took a pay cut, like 2 years ago.
Right.
And everybody did,
yeah.
with the assumption that they would kind of go back to normal
when
in the future.
Economy went back to normal,
yeah.
yeah. And the fact that he's on a 3-year contract, but only a year and a half later, they're saying, we're going to renegotiate you,
is being a teacher,
lame.
I feel that pain.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and... Being a teacher who's working without a contract right
yeah.
now, it sucks.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
We're on Eric Braden's side, and
absolutely,
he needs to fight the power, and I think listeners need to get active and tell CBS or
yeah.
whoever the YNR powers that be, this is ridiculous. You
absolutely.
Can't have the show without him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, and I think all of us know. I mean, Eric Braden is not immortal.
No.
He's going to have to leave
yeah.
someday.
Yeah, they listed him as being 68 in the article that you sent me, but
uh-huh.
I saw on Wikipedia
like
they had
70s.
Him. They said that he was 71, I think.
Oh.
And so, he's of an indeterminate age, but
he's,
still.
But it's still working age.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he
absolutely.
Could keep going.
He could totally, I mean, look at Jean Cooper. She's 80.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so I think that,
So anyway, that's why we're podcasting a little bit, a week early.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep the contest running, but we
yeah.
just thought we could recap you
mm-hmm.
earlier than usual, and hopefully some of you will be annoyed like us.
Right. We want to share the pain.
Yeah.
So
when we left off last time, Colleen was brain dead, and they were going to pull the plug,
mm-hmm.
and...
Had
they were
made
gonna...
arrangements for her organs.
Yeah.
Which
mainly
she,
just
which
her
she
heart.
Donated. Yeah, they only ever talked about her heart.
Just her heart.
Which was...
Because it was such a heart of gold.
Oh, make me barf. She was not all that,
I know.
You know, pure of
yeah.
heart.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
when we had left off, Jack was going in to announce
mm-hmm.
who the heart was going to.
Right. Whether Victor was going to get it or if Victor was
mm-hmm.
going to die.
And so... Victor got it.
What a surprise.
Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Lindsay called it.
I
did nice
call
job.
It.
Good
nice,
prediction.
Nice prediction
yeah.
right here. High five myself.
That's 2 for 2, because you also predicted that Lily would continue to have cancer, and there she is.
It is a...
You're on a streak.
I am on a streak. Here's another one. Amber will be blonde next week.
You think?
Yeah.
All week, though, because she's been known to put on a wig now and again,
oh,
hasn't she?
Oh, shoot.
So,
right.
Halloween is coming.
You know what? You're so right. It'll probably go to all of a sudden she won't be blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Just to spite me.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So most of the week sort of Victor was in the hospital. Well,
looking
I mean
weak.
The whole week he's
yeah.
in the hospital,
yeah.
but looking weak and then in surgery.
Mm-hmm. The scene that I totally loved and laughed out loud
mm-hmm.
was when they were wheeling Colleen and Victor into the emergency
oh,
room, and
yes.
it was like in slow motion, and they're going down the hallway together, and they're
yeah.
playing the YNR theme
and
under
it.
It
but
was
it was like
oh
it was like the
God.
Muted YNR theme,
right? Yes,
just
it
like
was
two,
the very
two,
yeah,
two.
It was very somber,
yeah.
You know,
and then it was like, and they went through the sliding doors, and they had like the Abbotts on one side
right.
and the Newmans on the other.
Yes,
that
it was very
classic.
Montague Capulet.
Yeah.
Just was like, really?
It's so
wow.
Was. Yeah.
Okay. Way to be over the top.
That was an awesome moment. That was like
yeah.
Monday. It was like they
yeah,
started the
early,
week
early.
Just bam.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a lot of just sort of in the hospital. Everybody's like
yeah.
Everybody's overloaded with everything right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sad people are super sad and the happy people are super happy.
Who's
but
happy
not
right
show.
Now?
Well, Nikki is thrilled.
Nick, but at the same time, they're just, like, strung out worried.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But I don't think they ever really had any doubt that Victor would make it through heart surgery like that. I mean, if anyone was going to tough it out, it would be him.
I guess. He's just seemed really fragile.
Feeble.
Yeah.
Really feeble.
And when I read that article about, you know, Victor not being on the show here soon, I thought, if this is how he's going to die,
fade him out this way, that is just lame.
I was, like, in the shower one of those days, and I was just thinking about it, and I was, like, washing my hair, and I was like, he should be dying in a knife fight, and I was like, I think I just started lathering even harder and harder and harder, because I was like, or a gunfight, or something really big, and if he goes out this way, I just don't even know how I'm going to feel.
You know, the article said that he's already done his last day of filming. There's still...
Which was on my birthday.
Yeah.
Here, this is...
That's a little bit
creepy. It's the end of an era for me because he started on YNR the year I was born. And then his last day of taping was on my birthday.
That's just creepy.
It is a little creepy.
How patty of you.
I know. So...
But he's got another month until his last appearance on the show. And so there's plenty of time for him to... Yeah, recover, get in a knife fight, have some kind of, you know,
alien possession. Get in a knife fight with his new heart.
Yes, exactly. He fights himself. There we go. He can't stand Colleen's goodness within. Yeah.
So, I don't even know where to go, because it was just sort of like everybody was everywhere the whole week.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, while they're at the hospital, Nikki never left his side. And I like when the doctor sort of
called her his wife.
Yeah, your wife has never left your side. Funny.
And I'm sitting there going, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, you mean Nikki. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet she still looks fabulous and not at all...
She does look pretty
good. ...sleep deprived or rumpled, and she's looking for clothes every day, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's, someone's taking care of her a little bit.
Yeah. And Victoria and JT were there. And at one point...
And they're still kind of sniping at each other.
We might have forgotten to mention on a previous podcast that Victoria admitted to sleeping with Deacon to JT. I don't remember us talking about that.
Did we cover that? I think we did cover it, yeah. Okay. But in case we didn't.
Yeah, well, it was like, right, this maybe, you know...
And they never actually did it, because they got interrupted.
No, she said that they did when she admitted it.
No, she said that she almost did. I think that she's...
This might be internet challenge right here. I swear that she said she slept with another person. And then
That she wanted to and that she almost did and she came so close.
But then this week when they were talking about it...
It sounded like...
He was going, you know, with Colleen, like, I slipped a little, but I never went any farther. And you! And he was like... It was sort of like...
Yeah, he was being much more...
We'll have to clarify that. Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
Do some research.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think JT's level of self-righteousness about the whole thing is pretty misplaced.
It is.
I mean, yes, Victoria played around with Deacon and may have, you know, put in her diaphragm and put on some lingerie, but, you know, he still had intent at one point before they stopped with Colleen.
Oh,
and,
totally.
You know, he had lust in his heart.
And the whole time, like, that Colleen has been in the hospital or the memorial or anything, it's like... He's like, oh, Colleen, as if he lost his only love.
Right.
Who totally cheated on him.
Yeah, and they broke up for a reason.
Yeah, and I guess...
And he spurned her when she said, just recently, I want to get back together with you. And he's like, no, I can't do that to my wife. I love my wife. Well, you're sure not showing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could understand that he's broken up. But
and
he's like,
that his
but he's like blaming
that,
everything on himself, too.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't there to save you. JT, come on.
Yeah, wake up.
So, but I gotta say, I think Victoria's been pretty annoying, too. Mm-hmm. She's been kind of...
She's been really,
it's almost
harsh
like, yeah, towards, she's like, my dad deserves that heart.
Yeah, this is
damn
like,
it,
well,
he's Victor Newman.
Yeah, and it's like, well, no.
Like,
nobody
they
deserves
should.
It more than another person, really.
Yeah, no, of course not. Well, I mean, it kind of does, he is Victor.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, in terms of, you know, worth of a human being, one versus another, but...
I guess.
You know, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm pretty tired of Victoria right about now, but I'm loving I'm loving the way that they're shooting her and shooting around her, and that big black handbag just gets better and better, and some of the angles that they're they're having her at. I just love watching that kind of stuff. Yeah, because
she is in a lot of scenes right now. And then Nicholas.
Oh, poor Nicholas.
He's just beating I'm really hoping this is the week where they start pushing to increase the depth of his character.
No, all he does is cry.
You don't think? I don't. I was like,
he has no depth of character. He's never had depth of character.
No, other than I don't think he really has.
You know, he uses his penis as his barometer. And, you know.
Yeah.
That's how he decides if he likes you.
Well, he hasn't.
You notice he doesn't have any male friends.
But you know, he's not a huge Flanderer in that. It's not a lot of women. It's just too many ones.
Yeah, it's just one too many.
I guess.
But yeah, I'm just tired of watching him mope around. And yes, I feel bad because Sharon, you know, lost the baby, and you know they had some heartfelt moments about dealing with that. Yeah. But you know.
You know, I have a hard time with this storyline because I've never been pregnant. I've never had a baby. I don't know how any of that rolls.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I'm watching it and I'm like, I don't know.
Really, they're underplaying it.
Really?
From my perspective. Yeah. There wasn't enough crying in the world to make it all okay.
Okay.
And I kind of would like to see them. I mean, it's, you know, horrible to go through, but if they do a postpartum depression storyline with
Which
Sharon,
I think would be, you know,
totally appropriate
I mean, I'm willing to watch, but it's one of those things where I can't relate the best,
right? Oh, sure.
Because I'm like,
sure the majority of the audience can't.
I was seriously sitting there today and I was like, okay, what if somebody gave me a kitten and then they took away the kitten the next day? Would that really piss me off? And I was like, that's probably not a very good analogy. I just can't really connect with this.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's and a lot of it just is, it's just hormones, and you literally don't have any control over it. In 1 minute you're fine, and the next minute you're just
breaking dishes,
balled up in a corner, you know, weeping.
So, yeah.
I think that they're doing okay with her grief. The thing that does make me mad though is I don't care how much grief you have, it doesn't make you as stupid as Sharon has been.
What do you mean stupid?
That blindly signing papers that she never sees again, having to call the hospital to say, by the way, where is my baby?
Yeah.
I signed to have it cremated and never heard back from you. You know, that kind of stuff. It was just like,
because when she was to the hospital, because basically she got discharged, Rafe came and was like, You know, we know your 30 days aren't up, but, hey.
It was close.
And,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, it's been, like, 26 days, and we know that you're in a bad place, so go ahead. And I think when I was reading the comments on that video, most people were like, doesn't it seem strange that they would release somebody early when obviously they're unstable to begin with,
right?
And then,
and then
something
they have
horrible
this emotional
happens
trauma to them.
Yeah,
good point. I
maybe
mean, ever she should stay,
reevaluate. Yeah, no, good point. So then she checked into the athletic club, and has just sort of been, you know, grieving there,
sitting around there. Yeah.
But then they showed her in the hospital, and I was like, okay, why is she in the hospital? I'm not quite sure. Like, I couldn't even pinpoint in the beginning why. And part of it was she was there to see Victor, but then the other part was she was trying to figure out where the baby's ashes
were. What
happened
to her baby's remains.
Yeah.
And that was the part that just rang really untrue to me. You wouldn't lose track of your baby's remains. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Or the fact that...
And Nick keeps going on and on about how he never got to see the baby, and appeared to be broken up about that, but again, he didn't make any effort to find out about the baby's remains either.
No.
You know? So...
No, and...
And in this case, there aren't any, because their baby didn't actually die. You know, and
switched with the hysterical baby.
Right, with the pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, Adam.
Adam.
Because he has to cover up the fact that he switched the babies, and... That was the other thing that really struck
me. When he was in, he goes to the funeral home down the street.
Sneak, 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 sneak.
Totally.
It was like, whoa, really?
I just...
Yeah. The mortuary conveniently located around a block the corner. Away,
yeah.
Oh, how tasteful.
Like, I mean, like, if I wanted to steal some ashes,
Why is he getting human ashes? Why doesn't he just burn a pillow?
That's what I thought. I was like, I'm sure they have a fireplace. It doesn't really matter, like, because it's not like Sharon probably is like has this discerning eye, like, those don't look like my dead baby's ashes. Wood ashes.
Yeah, yeah. I find that hard to believe.
Anyway, I mean, it was hilarious. I think when he went into the funeral home, where he wore like sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
and he had some story for the funeral director, and then, like, halfway through, he was like, just wait a second. Can I have a glass of water? And as the man turned around to pour a glass of water, which should take, what, 10 seconds?
Right.
Adam's, like, holds up his sunglasses and is, like, looking around, like, okay, where are these ashes I can steal? Like, as if there's just ashes have them sitting anywhere.
Yeah.
For the taking.
Ashes.
Yeah.
Free sample.
And ironically, they did.
Yeah.
He was able to swipe some ashes.
Yeah. Well, it was in a display of urns that was in a cabinet that was not locked. It said baby doe, so at least they're pretending like it's, you know, anonymous, you know, pauper's ashes. I don't know. The whole thing was just like, wow, really? Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's just not quite right.
And then I was confused because then he swipes the ashes, he leaves, and he has them sent to her
Messenger
at the athletic
to Sharon,
club.
Right.
And I'm thinking, when she gets the package, is there no return address? And is it legal to send ashes through the mail?
Yes, yeah, that is legal.
Okay, but shouldn't there be some sort of documentation that goes along with it? No.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, and the reason I know that is because I have donated my body to science when I die.
Uh-huh.
And when I die, OHSU, which is Oregon Health Sciences University here in Portland, will get my body and do whatever medical...
What, are they going to ship you FedEx?
Bizarre stuff. And then when they're done with me, they cremate me, and they ship my cremated remains to my daughter.
Oh. Wow, you've got this all figured out.
Oh, yeah. And it's cheap and easy, so there's not a lot of funeral expenses.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So the other scene that I thought was really, really interesting to watch was when the abbots are all in the funeral home, mm-hmm. meeting with the funeral director.
Yeah.
Who's talking up the coffins and
uh-huh.
doing all that. And I had to do that a few years ago when one of my grandparents died.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those horrifying situations where the guy is just so serious about it. And in my family, we deal with grief by being sarcastic and laughing.
I'm sure.
And so I'm watching this going, okay, you guys, you gotta lighten up. They were so serious.
But this is Colleen they're talking about.
Well,
like,
I know, but, oh my God.
Too soon. You know?
Yeah, it was pretty...
And just Tracy...
So did they go with the eco-friendly coffin? They never quite covered that, did they?
They
kicked
the
guy
did.
Out and they didn't talk about specifics.
I think they went for the heavy oak, non-eco-friendly,
not the
diamond-studded...
The pink, bedazzled coffin.
Airbrushed.
There you
with,
go.
Like, a picture of her on the front.
There you go.
In a bikini.
Right. See? Perfect. With little angel's wings.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
Awesome.
And a little halo.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. No. But when they were there... Billy was, like, signing some forms, and he walked mm-hmm. out into the hallway, and he noticed
Adam
leave. Well, yeah.
Oh,
but,
did he actually? Oh, that's right.
Well,
he did actually see him.
He goes, Adam?
Yeah.
And then he kind of, like, shook his head,
and
like,
Adam
okay.
just kept walking.
Yeah. I think
that will come back and be, I think that will be
yeah.
really important. And the other thing that's really important is that they keep talking about how Nick and Sharon's baby never took a breath. Never took a breath. They said that phrase 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So at some point, there's going to have to be... like a murder trial of Adam for killing Victor and Ashley's baby, and his defense will be it's not murder because the baby never took a breath. It's
a
miscarriage.
How do they know Adam's even involved?
Well, this is months and weeks down the line. Once they figured all out that Adam switched the babies and that Adam was responsible for pushing Ashley down the stairs. But that phrase will come back.
You know,
I'll
Adam is so bad, sneaky. You know, but there was that moment after the whole, the ashes swap, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
and he goes back home, and it's like nobody's at the ranch, he's all
mm-hmm.
by himself, and he's like looking at himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And
yet he had a reflection, so that's a good sign.
That's a good point, yeah. so he could hear his mom. Like, it was like they were recording a conversation of him and his mom.
Yeah.
And she was like, it must have been when he was about to leave for Harvard, and she was saying, don't forget your toothbrush. Yeah. You know, I know you will do great things.
Right.
And he just looked really somber, and he starts to go up the stairs, and he kind of trips and falls. Yeah, and just starts bawling on the stairs. And I
didn't get that. What was that about?
I was dying. I was like, oh, Adam! I don't know.
What, are they showing he has a heart, and that he's
Yeah, I think because he was like, I'm sorry, Mom, I didn't make you proud. I'm sorry I let you down. And he was, I mean, because he's like totally conflicted.
Yeah, they are really pushing that, and I think that's good. I'm glad that he's not turned out to be this cookie cutter evil character. Mm-hmm. He's really getting more complicated, which is a lot more fun.
Well, and I was thinking he's so much more complicated than Nick.
Who's
been on the show for forever.
Yeah,
you know, milk toast. You know, somebody said that last night, and we have this argument. How do you spell milk toast? Do you know?
It's MILQUETOAST.
I lose the bet.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. So, I don't know. Yeah, Nick just did a lot of moping. But at the same time, it was more than I've seen, I guess, I felt like in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to see Victor, because he's been grieving and grieving, and he was kind of telling Victor, you know, we lost the baby, which Victor already knew, because Sharon had told him.
Right.
But Nick goes, I need you, Dad. Like, if I ever needed a dad, this is when I need you.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I thought, well, that's nice.
Yeah, that was okay.
I don't know.
That was all right. Yeah. And I kind of liked when he was at home watching Summer. And Summer, they kept prompting Summer to say this and say that and do your trick, Summer, and jump through this hoop.
God,
and I was like,
here's your treat.
The kid alone.
Yeah.
And then finally.
And like the disapproving looks or disappointed looks when she
so
wouldn't perform.
Disappointed. So,
come on, Summer, say it.
Say, I love you, Daddy.
And she's looking at him like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you know, like freezing up.
Yeah.
And then they'd share this like disappointed, our daughter is retarded look.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And it was like, come on.
Yeah, she's been home for what? 36 hours.
Oh,
and
after a giant plane flight, which I'm sure isn't easy.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Changing location, you know.
Right.
She probably made some cool little slow friends in Zurich.
Right.
Some Swiss friends.
Well, you know, or the staff or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's been there for a while being pampered and all these attentions on her and suddenly it's not.
But Fenn made an appearance.
They did show Fenn, and Fenn was a big boy.
He was cute.
You know? Yeah, he was okay.
I had read that not that long ago in one of my magazines.
That they were
going to
bring him back?
That they were working on recasting for Fenn because they knew he had to be the same age as Summer.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because he's a little bit older, right? He's like 6 weeks older or something.
Yeah, but I mean, not like enough for it to matter.
To notice, yeah. So, it'll matter when they're in their 20s and...
And they find out they're related, what?
I don't know, when they're dating.
And they're not related, I didn't mean to suggest that to anyone.
No, I have a hard enough time because I really want Noah and Abby to get together, and I always forget that they're related. But I think that they would be such a cute couple.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wait, incest.
I think that's
the
point, is they're supposed to look really related.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like
identical
Noah.
Cousins. Yeah, Noah stepped up, finally, and admitted that the whole being emancipated was an immature thing, and I thought, oh.
But you texted me the other night, and you put, is Noah taking Sharon out on a date? And I was like, I haven't watched this. What is going on? And then, so I watched the episode where it was like, she called him over because she wanted to tell him about losing the baby.
And then it was next.
Yeah, and so basically it was like his little sister was lost. And so it was like, Noah wouldn't leave, and he had like, this romantic dinner cart rolled out for her.
And he was pampering her. It was like, okay, taking it a step too far.
It was a little gay.
Yeah, a little gay, a little bit, wow, they're really close, aren't they?
Yeah. Really close.
Really close.
A little Norman Bates close there.
Yeah, a little bit. But again, even he has more personality than Nick.
He does. That's sad.
It's very sad, especially since he's...
Is that a fault of the actor or the writing?
The writing.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little bit of both. That the writers but I do are really writing like to his Nick, skills.
Usually, I've always liked that actor. At least I think he's hot.
Yeah, I like the
good
actor.
Good enough.
Yeah, he's pretty to look at, but
You know what's driving me nuts too is that they have been milking Colleen's death. Why did they do this?
For a while.
I mean, yeah. I was never really that into Brad at all, but it was like, bam, he
dies.
Yeah,
they planted him fast.
Boom, he was out.
Yeah. And this, they've been really sucking it for every...
act like Colleen was...
the queen of the world.
Like, one day she saved orphans from a burning building, and the next day she went out and, like...
cured polio.
Yes! And it was as if she never stopped, and she loved everyone, which is so not true. That's she was the most judgmental bitch out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she hated and a little Amber. Slutty, and she tended to drink too much and talk way too much, and... you know.
Does anybody remember the boob flashing? Was that part of her halo right there?
Well, she was just showing another side of herself.
Literally?
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a pun there. So, I just, like, the whole week, I was like, I just wanted to be in the background.
Saint Colleen. Yeah, with, like, pictures of her flashing her boobs, and remember she slept with her professor.
I just wanted to be like, Colleen's a slut! Not that she was ever that huge of a slut, but I mean, you know.
You know, she was not the saint that they have made her out to be. And
no.
Billy, someone needs to slap him right upside the head.
Ugh.
Because he was just overbearing this whole week.
He's having trouble processing the grief.
I know. But, you know, he's going to have, like, jaw problems if he keeps clenching his teeth all the time. It was just like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
You know, and grief is a terrible thing, but he's taken it to the nth extreme. And can we jump ahead to the memorial?
Yeah, service? Why not? Because it was all kind of
all
kind of
linked. So today was the memorial service, and Billy was in charge of doing it. And he wanted it to be a celebration of Colleen's life, which I totally get.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a memorial service last year that was held in a theater, and there was, you know, a slideshow that was totally funny, and you know, people were you know, telling jokes and stories, and there was a really great bit that the son of the woman did where he pretended to knock over her ashes and then use a little dustbuster to vacuum them up, you know. That was a funny memorial service. That was a real tribute to this person's life.
Sure.
The thing that Billy did today was one step up from a funeral.
Yeah.
They all sat around being sad.
It was depressing.
They were dressed colorfully, fine.
Until Jack danced. And then they all laughed.
And then they all laughed. But even then, that didn't really... it sank right back down again.
Did you and Jack have a little moment there? Because he likes Zumba?
No.
Oh, no, wait, it's not you. Never mind.
Yeah.
Somebody told me recently they were in it, and I was thinking it was you.
No.
I was thinking you that whole time. Oh, man, I'll get a kick out of this. Never mind.
No, all I could think was his dancing is only slightly better than his CPR. The thing, I don't understand why they didn't, there was a big kerfuffle because Lily couldn't be there, because Lily was spiking a fever, she had to stay home. Why didn't they Skype it for her? Why didn't somebody think, you know, we
funny.
Could set up a webcam without any trouble at all.
For as wealthy as these people are, and supposedly, you know, how they have everything.
Yeah, the technology should have been there.
I feel like, in general, they are... not technology savvy.
No, not at all.
Like, really.
There's not nearly enough iPhones
they
happening.
They don't hear their phones all the time, but I mean, that's part of, you know, a vehicle for the story.
Oh, sure.
But all
yeah.
the time, they're like, oh, I have 9 messages, and it was somebody who was in a tornado, you know, buried alive, pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, or just even, I mean, it was probably like, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know. I remember Phyllis used to be the web designer.
Right, yeah, no, I remember.
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago. Mm-mm. And so she's really tech savvy, but she's like the only person on the whole damn show who even has...
Adam is pretty tech savvy. He had all those spy cams.
Was blind, yeah, that's true.
You know, they should have borrowed one of his spy cams and
set that up. I just don't think that's... I mean...
And that might just be that they're not writing... for the tech-savvy audience. So they're writing for an audience that's older even than you and I.
I was going to say, they need to get on the railroad. Yeah, that's real modern.
Yeah, really. What's a railroad, Granny?
Never mind. They're writing for people who have skate keys, basically.
Right, yes, they are. And it's like, you know, even I can do webcasting.
Yeah. You know. Hey, we have a podcast right here, exactly. Right? We're tech savvy.
We are tech savvy.
Sort of.
At least you are. I just sit there. But, well, yeah. You know, that just really surprised me. I kept waiting for somebody to say, oh, we can just set up a camera. And finally, mm-hmm. Devon, like, had his phone out. And
yeah, and he was, like, holding up his phone. Which, yeah. It's funny, though, because in the beginning, it was, like, when he and Neil walked into... It wasn't... Where was it? At it the Abbott?
No, it was at the Chancellor.
Oh, okay, so it was estate. A Chancellor. So, people were which kind also of coming makes in.
Sort of no sense at all why they didn't have it at the Abbott's, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just have the set ready from the barbecues.
Yeah, still. Any, so... When Nick, or not Nick, Neil and Devon came in, mm-hmm. like, the minute they walked in the door and they're being greeted, all of a sudden, like, Devon answers his phone, oh, yeah, hey, what's up? And it was right. like, I was like, wow, dick.
Yeah, that is pretty rude.
But then, I think it must have been Lily, and he was, you know, projecting mm-hmm. it for her, I yeah. guess.
But it appeared that he only did that for...
Just for
Neil's speech, and it's like, well, that's kind of self-righteous.
Yeah. And Lily and Kane had intended to go, and mm-hmm. I wanted to barf about Kane's purple sweater. Like, he never looked more pussy-whipped than, like, that moment ever.
He was supposed
Kane,
to wear something colorful.
They were supposed to wear something colorful, not, like, gay parade colorful. I don't know.
Did you see Daniel?
Oh, I saw Daniel, and Daniel I actually liked it. the pink sweater and the gray blazer and the little, like... It wasn't boutonniere.
Technically, it's a boutonniere, but it's a really, really discreet one. He was the king of the parade.
But I mean, it was gay. Yeah.
It was super gay.
But it fits into his
super gay look.
Gay, artsy, girly shirt.
Yeah.
Eyeliner thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
Whereas Kane is supposed to be kind of manly.
Pretty manly and pretty buff.
I mean, if you think of that photo shoot that he and Lily did, which is like actually,
super hot.
You know, I have the picture right. on our yeah. blog, right? Yeah, and it was like, it's like Mad Men, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
And then that purple sweater, and I was like, what is that?
He's like, really?
And your purple tie.
Yeah. He was trying to get into the spirit of it, but he doesn't wear jewel colors mm-hmm. at all, ever, so I'm sure it was a last yeah. minute... Oh my god, what am I gonna wear?
I think Lily picked out that sweater.
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be.
Her having cancer has basically, like, made him a doormat.
Oh yeah.
And I am big over time. It. I'm yeah. sorry, I'm over it.
Well, he's kind of a handmaid to her now, and, you know. Yes, it's terrible that she's had cancer. And to this point, they've been pretty accurate about how awful that is. But I want them to move forward. It's like, okay, now what happens?
Well, doesn't it take a while to get over cancer? It doesn't just happen in 3 weeks,
well,
right?
It depends on what kind of cancer you have. But some of them, you can do treatments that are really intense and short bursts.
What if you're on a soap opera and one
you
day
can milk
lasts
it all,
3 weeks?
All forever.
Yeah. Anyway. 2020. Lily's finally over cancer.
Right. She gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
Damn!
Anyway.
Yeah. The so. Other part about the memorial that I really objected strongly to was at the very, very super end, and they all had balloons.
That was so not eco-friendly.
So not eco-friendly. And I was waiting for someone, for Mac to say, and these balloons are super biodegradable, and the ribbons are made out of hemp.
I think you're thinking too much on this. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted someone to say something about how, no, it's really not okay to let loose 24 balloons,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Into the atmosphere.
Into the atmosphere.
Thanks, Colleen.
Yeah, thanks for poisoning the environment, bitch.
it was a sad moment, though, you know? And it was, I thought it was a good way of them symbolizing that they're letting go,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice thought. I just would hate to think that anyone would actually do that.
And I was actually going to say, if I ever die, mm-hmm. and you have a memorial for me,
you
no
will
balloons.
Die someday.
Well, I mean, and you have a memorial for me,
okay.
that's the conditional.
There's no balloons.
No
okay.
balloons.
And no purple tie sweater
and
combos.
And if Thor wears a purple sweater with a, oh, yeah, anybody. Yeah, no. I just,
No. Okay. No, it's all going to be red and black, and,
mm-hmm.
you know. I like the idea of, you know, the Chinese paper lanterns that you float on the river, or, you know, they could have done something that was not quite so.
I didn't think it was classy enough. But I guess a lot of times they have those little parties,
mm-hmm.
and it always looks a little, like, down-home cheesy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do, like, I don't know. especially 4th of July, which is just sort of a cheese holiday to begin with.
Yeah, but big time.
I guess, and speaking of cheese, we could talk about Chance and Chloe.
Yeah, Chance and Chloe, I loved their date so much. Particularly because, okay, so Chance and Chloe decide to go on a date. Mm-hmm. He finally...
Because, hang on, let's backtrack. Because they were in the coffee house, mm-hmm. and it was like she was kind of desperately trying to cling to Billy again.
Yeah, yeah, and he called her on it and said...
Chance did, yeah. Yeah,
it's like, let it go.
Yeah, he was like, why are you still so hung up on somebody you're not even married to? And mm-hmm. she was like, oh...
Yeah, about that. So, I didn't understand. I thought that they signed and...
She didn't.
She didn't sign.
No, remember, because...
I thought...
In the beginning...
It was the big deal because he wasn't going to sign.
He wasn't going to sign. He was kind of having second thoughts. And then he did sign, like, the next day. And she saw, like, that glimmer of hope. Oh, maybe he does love me.
Oh, he waited. Okay.
And she was like, well, hell no, I'm not signing now. He's mine.
That's right. Okay, I forgot about that. I thought that she would...
And that's why she's playing with Chance to try to make Billy jealous. Okay. And Billy doesn't even, like, notice.
It's not even on his radar at all.
No.
Yeah. So, okay. I had forgotten that they...
Yeah. So anyway, they're in the coffee house, and Chance said, I want to take you out. And she was like, okay, are you going to take me to a club? Because all those hip-hop-nitty clubs in Genoa City.
That's right.
But he goes, no, we're going to do something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Festival.
And she was so bitchy about it. It's you know what? Just say, I don't want to go.
She's a stylist from L.A.
I know. And yet, she lives and grew up in Wisconsin.
Well, no, but if you went to boarding school or whatever.
But if you don't want to go, and you're going to be that rude about it, just say, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to go.
Okay, Mom.
Sorry. I just think she was just so rude. It was very disappointing that she didn't even...
Yeah.
It didn't even consider, you know, how rude that was to Chance.
But I think that's the point of Chloe. She's pretty just, like, flat out...
Self-absorbed and...
Well, not even necessarily. I mean, she is a little self-absorbed. But I think she's also just sort of, like, really honest. Like, flat out. She's not gonna, like... tiptoe and play the girl game. Okay, right. I'll go. Even though she's secretly thinking how lame it is and how she's going to make him wear a purple sweater.
At least she came right out and said, this is lame and I don't want... But she never said, no, I'm not going. That was the thing. It's like she was just going to go and bitch and moan about it until finally he kind of called her on... Or it was Esther, too.
Yeah.
Who said, look, get off your high horse and go have fun.
Yeah. And he came, like, even though he lives in the Chancellor Estate, when he picked
her
up,
so sweet.
He rang the doorbell and came to the front door. And Esther looked like she was going to drop her panties, too, at the same moment.
Yeah, her little maid panties. What's with the maid outfit all of a sudden? She's got
a couple variations,
but I think she likes it.
I think she does, too. I'm not going to deny that.
I think she's got a little maid fetish thing going on all by herself, which is just so sad.
I think that she's so used to wearing that thing for all those years that it doesn't matter. That's what she wants to wear.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something to be said for simplicity of wardrobe.
That's a pretty frilly maid costume. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's, of course, there's no other maids, even though it's like the Chancellor State. There's no...
They never see any of the other
butler,
staff.
No other
housekeeper
staff.
Housekeeper or...
So Chance and Chloe, they go to the Harvest Festival. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
And initially,
it was harvesty.
It was very folksy. It was like going to the state fair around here. There were games of chance, and there were
games
animals.
Of chance.
And they showed like a goat going by, and Chloe turning up her nose at the goat.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm sorry. From where she was standing, she would not be able to smell that goat. That was just dumb.
Okay, Mom.
I know. I was just so irritated with her. It was like, just get over yourself. And then she did.
If it had been a real person, I probably would have cared a lot. But somehow I was just like, whatever. But then she bobbed for apples, and I was surprised.
That was
because
awesome.
That's something I probably wouldn't have done, because I was like, but Chloe, your makeup, stop.
And your hair and the whole thing. When she said, well, didn't she first win... Did she win a shooting contest?
I think he won the bobbing for apples, and then that, like...
He cheated, too. Did you see him cheating?
Totally. Oh, yeah, that's what they were talking about. Well, because they were filming. He had to win.
He had to win, but it was... I would have done another take if I had been the director. It's like, dude, we can totally see you cheating.
Yeah.
Put it in your mouth before you put your head in the bin, and... But she had her whole head in there. I was really impressed. It's like, wow.
Totally.
You are an experienced apple bobber.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah, I'll just bet.
She was a stylist in LA, remember?
That's right.
Or New York or wherever she was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
It was sweet.
It was.
You know, and then she got into it and she was having a good time and she let herself have fun.
Totally.
And not let it be, you know, beneath her to have a good time.
Yeah. And then they made out.
And then they totally were making out on the couch. I was like,
why
go,
do people
girl.
Come home and make out on the couch when, like, 9 other people live in the house?
And when there's 50 bedrooms.
Dude, Jill has had sex on that couch.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross.
And you know Murphy
probably,
and...
Yeah. I can just think of so many people who've made out slash had sex on that couch. That, like, okay. Ugh, I can't handle it. Anyway, and then the possibility of somebody coming
walking in.
You know?
But I would imagine that's part of the appeal, the getting caught.
Maybe to Chloe, but
not to him. But no, I mean, even for him, because he knew he wasn't going to go very far.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't go to the bedroom. Yeah, because he stopped it.
Yeah, because he stopped it. And when he stopped it, it really reminded me of... Do you watch the show Glee?
No, but all the rage. It's the musical TV show, right?
Right, yeah. And there's one character on there who, every time he gets too excited, he flashes back to when he accidentally ran over the postman. And they show the postman, like, flying into the car window. And it just was exactly like that when Chance pulled back and said, oh, no, I need to stop. He's like, ah, postman! It was pretty funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
But, you know, I felt sorry for Chloe, because I think that she thought maybe it was going to take the natural progression that she's used to with slutty guys.
I think that's what she needs, though.
Oh, totally. Whereas he was just like, I think that's probably farther than he's ever gone. I think he touched some side boob while he was there. I think he...
He did look really, really excited.
Yes.
Really excited.
Yeah.
But I got the impression that wasn't the first time he'd been there. It was just more like he...
enjoyed it more
because yeah.
it was Chloe because
I mean,
he has feelings
Chloe.
For her
yeah
which is sweet. Now I forget, how did he go home since he lives there? Did he just say I gotta go and
I'll see you in the east wing? I
yeah,
don't know.
Yeah, I'll see you at the breakfast table and just go upstairs, or did he pretend to go outside again?
I think it was more like they just had this little honest talk and he was like, I want to wait.
Yeah, because you're still married.
And it was funny because she was like, okay.
What?
Like, raised eyebrows, like, all right, whatever.
Thanks, virgin.
Good enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really want them to get together. I want them to... And he's going to marry her first. You know he's going to marry her first.
Yeah. I hope so. And I hope things are blissful. They probably won't be.
No, but I think that they can have, you know, a really good... opposites attract kind of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that he's the cop and she's the fashionista, and you know,
yeah,
he will usually go to his mm-hmm. go to her things and wear the tuxedo and, you know,
yeah,
do all that, but once or twice a year he's gonna put his foot down and make her go to the policeman's ball and
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
that kind of a thing.
And we had thought originally that maybe he and Heather, and I think I read that Heather's off the show too.
Yeah,
possibly.
She disappeared.
I'm not sure, but I thought I had read that somewhere, mm-hmm. or maybe it was, like, in limbo, but mm-hmm. she might be
gone. Oh, that's
kind
of too bad. I always thought she was, you know, pretty cute.
I think it would be kind of weird to just suddenly have her gone. But
well,
that's
yeah,
kind
shouldn't
of what
she
they do.
Be, shouldn't she be prosecuting Aunt Patty?
Shouldn't she be comforting Paul?
Comforting Paul after getting dumped?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Chance took over for her
that
position
role.
Of authority,
mm-hmm.
or her lack of authority.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So anyway, oh yeah, and then she wore the cheese hat too.
Right. She wore the she
that's
won
why
the,
I said
they won
cheese.
The cheese hat.
Yeah.
Because that's what she won for the apple bobbing. And the cheese hat was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved the cheese hat.
It was funny. Deacon?
Yeah,
Amber?
I think we're up to Deacon and Amber
Daniel?
And Daniel.
Girly shirts.
They're still tedious and tiresome.
Yes, they're tedious and tiresome, but I like the scene with Amber and Deacon.
Amber and Deacon, I really think that they're a much better match than...
Yeah, so much.
...than Amber and Daniel.
Because they, in the beginning, they were all sitting around the coffee house, you know, Scooby-Doo gang.
Mm-hmm. talking about the Taroni and
how what were they
Kevin went
do?
To go get it and somebody followed Kevin but they didn't
Gloria.
He got it and hid it someplace else and then she came and took it from where he
hid
it.
Yeah, he hid it like in the coffee house behind a painting on the wall and it was like you really can't come up with something better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a $1 million painting and you're going to hide it in plain sight.
And
ooh,
then
that's
immediately
so tricky.
You know, and I guess the thing with Gloria, too, is, like, she did once have a lot of depth, and she's completely lost it. She's a flat character now.
Yeah, she is.
And,
it's too bad, because I remember she was a very strong character when I first started watching it. I was like, oh, I like her.
And the thing is, too, you know,
tiresome.
When Kevin was all nutty and, like, you know, thought he was 8 or whatever, after
when
the whole
Clint
thing not that long ago. She was basically, like, so up in arms, tearful all the time, and basically was, like, praying if Kevin comes back and he's okay, she was going to be reformed.
Never, yeah, she'll never do this
what
kind of shenanigans again. Yeah, that pretty much
she's
fell by the wayside.
I'm so sick of, like, her motivation of money, like, as if that's the only thing she cares about, and that's just not who she originally always was. Mm-mm.
No, it should be more about family and power for her. You know,
yeah.
If she has the power, then she'll do fine. And I kind of, there was kind of some glimmer that maybe she and Jill were going to start that, you know,
and they
nail business
that.
And they dumped that like a hot potato. It was like, okay, well, so much for that. Could have been interesting storyline.
There's so many things sometimes that I'm just like, really? That's where you went with this?
Mm-hmm.
Because they can have a good story and then they crap all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that.
So I'm over Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
But she's promised to deliver Deacon the Taroni, and in exchange for $5 million.
Right.
And so at this point, she's stolen the Taroni from the Scooby-Doo
gang.
Yeah,
right.
And then in the meantime,
they're fighting among themselves about what to do with it.
Exactly. And Michael was like, and they basically spilled it to Michael. Here's where we are. And Michael said, F you.
Yeah, really. Don't call me if you get arrested. I'm not your lawyer.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. If he can stick to it, that'll be great.
Yeah, I wish he would. And Gloria was there, too. He looked at her and he was like, this
Any
goes for
you.
Everyone.
Yeah. Which was great. It's about time.
Yeah, totally.
Just say no. Tough love.
Because Michael's a good actor and he hasn't really been around very much.
He hasn't been, he's been pretty...
Maybe it's because in reality, you know how he hurt his wrist?
Yeah.
And he was drugged up.
That could be that he's just, they're giving him really easy days.
Because
he can't remember his lines. Oh, Vicodin.
Sweet Vicodin. How I love
thee. Such a curse, and yet.
Anyway, so Amber and Daniel got in this little spat at the coffee house, and it was... I was thinking how stupid it was.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
It's the same fight they keep having.
There was somebody... I don't remember. It was either Kevin or Daniel. I think it was Kevin, who went... We're so smart. We should be able to come up with a great plan. And I just, like, started laughing because
I was
like,
no, you're not.
Wow. Really?
Based on what?
Yeah. Based on the fact that you've, like, all been arrested at some point.
At least once.
You've all been...
For being stupid.
Oh, my God. All the time. It never ends.
Yeah.
They should have their own reality show called Stupid.
Yeah, right.
So, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Their plans never work out, of course. I guess that's how... That's what they do.
That's the short version,
Anyway, and Daniel goes, I want you to stay away from Deacon. Stay away.
Yeah.
And she goes, fine.
Of course I will.
And then immediately goes to Deacon.
Knock, knock, knock. Hi, Deacon.
Yeah.
Stay away from Daniel.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Blink, blink. No, you couldn't possibly do me right now. Blink, blink, blink.
And Deacon is so much hotter.
Yeah.
He's a man.
He's a man.
Daniel's
as opposed
a boy.
To Daniel, who's a prepubescent.
Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah. You know, there's just not enough guy liner in the Daniel right now.
Yeah, and Deacon told Amber, he said, I have a
wedding present
for
you.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, dude, please do not whip it out.
No. I don't think that happens on YNR.
No.
Like, he just rips off his belt.
That's right. Late night YNR.
That's another show.
Yeah. That's on after primetime.
Anyway, so he opens the... Or he pulls out, you know, like
a... little jewelry box.
Yeah,
case.
Exactly. And it was a string of diamonds, basically.
Yeah. And well, now, was it earrings, too? Because she had long, sparkly earrings on.
I think she already had those on.
She had those on already. Okay, yeah. I didn't notice. And all of a sudden, she was wearing the bling, and I was like, wow, that is a pretty nice necklace.
I mean, when he, you know, when he pulled out the jewelry, I'm not usually myself swung over by jewelry, but I'm already on Deacon's side because he's hotter.
Yeah.
And more manly.
And a better actor.
Yeah, and a better actor. So many reasons.
Yeah.
He doesn't whine like Daniel.
No.
Just stay away from my girlfriend, dude. Anyway, Deacon's like, how do you like this string of diamonds?
Yeah.
And she's like, it's
okay.
It's gaudy. Yeah. I don't like that at all. Yeah. And he goes, well, then you wouldn't mind trying it on.
Right.
And she's like, She doesn't
ching,
even...
ching.
Yeah, and he puts the necklace on her, and he's like, let's go look at it in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And she's looking at it in the mirror, and she's like, that's very sparkly.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
And I just thought...
You are easily bought.
And I thought, you know, if she's that easily bought, damn straight, she should be with Deacon.
She should have him.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Make this happen.
Well, and if she had, you know, true feelings for Daniel, she wouldn't have gone there, and once she was there, she would not
it
have...
It wouldn't even have mattered.
Even, yeah, she could look at it, she could put it on, and just go, yeah, whatever.
Here's my
I'm
other
out
thing.
Of here.
Remember when Catherine Fake died, and then they got a bunch of money to start their own line, and they were like, oh my god, we have so much money, and then when Catherine came back, I kind of remember her saying...
All of that money reverted back to Catherine.
But I kind of remember her saying, don't worry about it, to Amber.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know this for certain, but I think that Amber used that money to start her line and to have the you know, product in Fenmore's department store.
Oh.
So she's selling product. She actually has a job. And...
Okay.
As opposed
but
to...
But I guess I just, I mean,
Daniel,
like,
but, yeah.
I don't understand. They're, like, constantly scrapping for money all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so sick of these
and
stories.
And don't get actual jobs.
Yeah, just... Yeah, I don't know. I'm over it. Anyway, Amber and Deacon, big hearts.
Yeah.
Amber and Daniel,
not so much. Yeah. Bad. Frowny face.
I don't know. Who do you think she'll end up with?
I hope, for dramatic purposes, I hope that true love does not win out this time, and I hope she winds up with Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said before, I think that they're a much better couple. Their chemistry is better, and I think that they can start doing some dirty, nasty stuff and having a good time with
wait.
It. Yeah, it's like, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
And I want Chloe to teach Chance how to do it, you know?
Okay.
There you go. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think there's any...
But
speaking of doing it, I was kind of wondering about Sharon and Nick, because she went up to the cabin at like the last part of this week.
Mm-hmm.
She went up to cabin to spread those
ashes,
the pseudo ashes of the
baby doe ashes.
Yeah, and
I did
somehow. How did
think,
Nick find
well,
out?
Well, because Sharon, before she went up there, Sharon was having the worst possible conversation with her mom.
Yeah,
who is like. The worst mom ever. Oh my god, I wouldn't wish that mom on my worst enemy.
I really don't mind being in this wheelchair, even though you put
even
me there.
Even though you put me there every time. And, you know, how can you go up to the Abbott's cabin with Nick?
Yeah.
I mean, and she was just wretched. So, immediately as soon as Sharon leaves to go to the cabin to spread the ashes.
Yeah, she called Nick.
She calls Nick, and so Nick talks to Phyllis about it.
And they're at the memorial.
Yeah. And Noah volunteers to go, which I thought was kind of sweet. And then Abby was all tweaking out, so he stayed for Abby's sake, which was nice.
Uh-huh.
And Phyllis just basically said, look, this is your baby, too.
Yeah.
Go and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I do suspect that dealing with it is going to mean...
Some more baby making.
Going for another one, you know.
Man.
Which Sharon should not be engaging in intercourse at this time, having just had a baby. That's not a good idea.
I would imagine.
Oh my.
I imagine. But I think some love, you know, some
tender
bonding,
feelings. And,
whatever.
And, you know, Nick will get a chance to cry again.
But it
and we
could
haven't
be a
seen
chance.
That in minutes.
It could be a chance for them to, like, also sort of be together, but then let go.
That's what I'm hoping, is that this will be finally their closure of saying, you know, okay, we thought this was going to be Cassie's prophecy.
Yeah.
It's not. Summer actually is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at the same
time. Now we're done. But hovering over it is Baby Faith.
Yeah, all week. Like, the actual baby. You know, he's, like, in turmoil or whatever, and he went and saw Ashley, and Ashley's like, look at my fabulous baby!
Ashley cracks me up. She is so not crazy anymore.
Yeah, she just suddenly is okay now that she... All she needed was to steal somebody else's baby.
Right, yeah, and she didn't even have to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She knows, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, she's got to.
Some part of her knows it's not her baby.
That she did not have a baby, and it's the lower part of her body. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would think that that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when you've had a baby.
That was kind of the issue, naturally. Like, in a lot of the comments I read under the video today. Mm-hmm. It said, this is not very believable because Ashley would know if she had a baby. And all these people were writing back, no, it was hysterical. She was drugged up. And I was like, well, that's what we're supposed to believe.
Right.
Okay.
But even still.
She knows.
She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I was thinking it will be interesting because at some point they'll do the paternity test. But it's a Newman because of Victor.
Right, and that'll
throw it off
a little bit. So
they'll have to figure out, Ashley or Sharon.
Yeah, they'll figure out that it's not an Abbott.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally. But, so there was a lot of scenes with Nick holding the baby.
And talking about how the baby had such a strong grip.
Yes.
And Nikki said that the baby looked exactly like Nick did when he was a baby.
Oh, yeah, so, that's true.
You know, I think
it's soon.
Maybe it's going to get resolved pretty quickly.
Sooner. I thought, this could go on for a long time. Kind of that's what happened with Abby. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a baby switch, but mm-hmm. Victor didn't know for a long time.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I could see how they could keep it. Mm-hmm. For years.
Yeah.
But I don't think they will. I think that they're going to resolve it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what'll kill Victor.
That it's not his child.
That it's not his child and he has a heart attack in his grief over losing his actual baby.
I think he should go bionic.
Ooh, there you go.
You know, I mean, now he's got Colleen's heart. Let's take somebody else's lungs and take somebody else's kidney.
Excellent. Yeah, I did like kind of the litany of organs and where they all went to that Tracy gave at the memorial.
I totally skipped through her speech.
Yeah, it was, it was like a father got the eyes so now he can see his children the mother got the kidney so she doesn't have to do dialysis anymore. And
I rarely skip through.
Oh, I can't stand
Tracy.
I have seen her talk
about Colleen and how wonderful Colleen is for the last 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna vomit.
Yeah, I'm done.
I can't.
Yeah.
And so I need to just skip this. And so I skipped most of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I missed it.
Yeah.
Boo hoo.
Right.
I'll let my balloon go now, too.
Except yours is a frowny face balloon.
Totally.
Colleen can suck it and go straight to hell.
Man.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is that?
So I think.
Oh, yeah.
So what we were left with, which is, I think going to happen a lot, is Nikki's in the hospital, keeping Victor company.
Because he's out of surgery now, though.
He's out of surgery.
He's got the new heart.
Yeah, and they had just upped his anti-rejection medication, so he doesn't reject the heart.
Yeah.
Victoria got all spazzy about that.
Yeah.
And then rushed off to the memorial where she read the letter from Victor saying, thanks for the heart.
Yeah.
I kind of really wished that she had read it in a Victor Newman accent. Because that would have been so funny. And yet, she didn't.
No.
But again, camera angles for her today were great.
Yeah.
She was standing or crouched in front of Abby and Noah. And all you could see was her head. And, and it was just like, oh, wow, that's a good one. I've never seen that one before.
Yeah.
They
were pretty good about it.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, they're in the hospital. Nikki's at Victor's side. And what were they even talking about?
They were just talking about, feel better and suddenly he's not feeling so good and she takes his pulse and says it's a little high and she got up for some reason. I can't remember why she got up, like to get him a drink of water or something. I guess
and
he just went into seizures. It was good seizure. He was moaning and stuff.
Oh,
it's like, oh god, I don't want to see that.
It was really hard to watch. A lot of things in YNR are so over the top, you can just laugh at it.
Yeah,
this
was
one was
like,
disturbing.
Ooh,
maybe also because I know that the clock is ticking for him.
Right, yeah. And this could be it. And the thing that then made it funny was, the whole team rushes in and there's doctors and nurses rushing around doing this and that. And Nikki comes up to his side. And
this is Nikki's moment.
Yeah, and tries to take his hand and the nurse pushes her out of the way and says, no, you have to go over, and physically removes her and puts her over by the door. It's like, yeah, that's what you get.
I thought she was good, though. I mean,
she was good. She was, appropriately distressing. Freaked out,
Yeah. And that's where they left
That's where they left it, with him seizing. Yeah. So, we'll have to see. I don't think this is the end of Victor yet. I think that...
You think it'll be a long line of seizing?
Well, I think I don't know. It could go either way. I really hope... Because Eric Braeden had said he was not happy with how...
How he went out.
How he went out. And I think that this fits into that. Yeah. Of just kind of seizing and seizing, and finally something just is too much, and he... withers away.
It's,
and
I, no,
just
think knife for this fight.
Yeah, it's not,
it's no, like,
running into the burning building to save the orphans.
I was even thinking, like, Malcolm, and I know you don't remember Malcolm, but Malcolm disappeared for a long time. We thought he was dead because he was in Africa and the bridge collapsed, and I thought, or Drusilla went off the cliff. All these people have had these amazing exits.
Yeah.
And for Victor...
to just kind of fade away slowly.
F you, writers. F you.
Yeah. Uncool. I mean, even Colleen got the heroic...
heroic
death. And yes, this is sort of a heroic death, but it's so far removed. If you're going to kill him, you should have killed him back at the lake.
Oh, yeah.
And been done with it.
I mean, Brad... got a heroic death. I just...
Maybe this is karma, because, he had done some pretty horrible things.
But he's Victor.
I know. I want him back. I want there to be a big outcry, and I want there to be petitions, and, action, and, other things that people organize.
It does set it up so that there's a lot of grief for the holidays. I love... Thanksgiving and Christmas at the Newmans, and things like that. So,
and it's just going to be black crepe and covered mirrors.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be dead, too.
Totally.
Yeah.
So,
Well, and perhaps I was kind of thinking that maybe that with the redemption of Adam, that maybe they're going to turn...
Oh, good Lord. It's going to take 10 years for him to be redeemed at this point.
Right. But maybe they're trying to start to create him into the new Victor. That he will take over as the new Victor Newman, with the flaws and the strengths. That he has possibility.
Because, do you know the history of Victor? How he's like an orphan?
Is he like an immigrant? Yeah, and he came over with a penny in his pocket and built it up into his...
10 years ago, maybe even longer, he finally faced his real father. I think maybe his real father was abusive. And
so he wasn't an orphan.
So he basically grew up without anybody, though. Okay. I think maybe his mother died or something. I don't know. But he faced his real father, and his real father was like dying in some European hospital. And was still a jerk, and like, it was Victor's sort of last moment to like address all those issues he had with his own father, and then the father died. So I thought it made more sense for Adam to fit into this because he has so many unresolved issues with, and Nick just...
Nick would never fill his shoes. He's too goody-goody and placid.
It's true.
Yeah. No, that kind of makes sense to me.
So, maybe that's where they're going. I don't know. So, we still have the contest rolling from last week, even though we're podcasting early. We're going to let it go more week.
Yeah, let it go a little longer.
And the contest, are we going to re-say it?
No.
Okay, you have to listen to
number 10.
Yeah.
It will take some effort on your part.
Because there are people who already entered. Thank you so far.
Yes.
And so you have to listen to last week's podcast in order to enter our fabulous, wonderful, super amazing, awesome, glamorous contest.
Right, exactly. We can't tell you what the prize is.
Because you have to listen.
Yes, you have to listen. But what you will win is... your very own copy of Cooking with the Young and the Restless, which is a fantastic hardcover cookbook featuring recipes about the show and by some of the people who were in the show, and tons of photographs. And
it's a big book.
Yeah, it's a big book. It's about a 10-year-old book, so there's a lot of people in there that I've never seen before, but the food looks good. So
there's some great pictures of Cricket in there.
Yeah, okay, you'll have to point those out to me because I don't know who Cricket is.
Cricket was big.
Yeah. Was she the pole dancer who got electrocuted?
No, that was Brittany, and she was not a huge character throughout the years, but... She was my favorite.
Well.
Anyway, so go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, to actually enter the contest, but you've got to listen to the podcast from last week.
To get the instructions.
To understand how.
And really, it's not that hard.
No, it's...
Don't think
it's
that it's...
It's not. You have to do is listen and own... No. Have the internet somehow access.
Yes.
And even if you're, like, an international listener...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't
you
feel
are
like you can't...
So...
This is not U.S. only.
No, yeah. I think we didn't specify that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we
I know, I can tell when I check the stats, we do have a lot of international listeners.
Yeah, which is great.
Yes.
Super cool.
It makes me feel quite excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard just the other day that I think they cut YNR from New Zealand now, too.
No,
yeah.
Really? Oh, so we are the only link. Wow.
Yes, we are the only link. The rest of the internet
doesn't
count.
Well, it's not as good. You
No.
know, it's there, but it's just, let's be honest.
You think highly of us, don't you?
I do. I think we're super awesome. So.
Okay, so go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, and we hope to hear from many more of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you probably next week.
Okay.
All right.